Hello, listeners. This is the second hour of Out of This World Radio International with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW here in Bellevue, Washington, at 1150 a.m. We have Dr. Masaru Emoto on the line. We're working on getting a translator now from California. The program focuses on out-of-this-world information, including psychic phenomena, metaphysics, and predictions for the coming years in Seattle, the United States, and beyond. We are the fastest-growing psychic and metaphysical radio program in the world, and now we have listeners in over 40 different countries in all the world's continents. I wanted to make a few announcements that I didn't have time to make during the first hour. For those of you in the Seattle area, tomorrow, on Saturday, July 26th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., I will be giving psychic readings and a lecture on becoming a medium and a psychic at the Boeing Employees Parapsychology Club at the Kent Commons. The address is 525 4th Avenue North in Kent. And if you have any questions or how to get there, please call me on my toll-free number at 1-888-879-8339. Also, from November 21st, Friday, to November 23rd, Sunday, I will be hosting a psychic fair and workshop at the Fort Worden Conference Center in Port Townsend, Washington. For more information, please call me at 1-888-879-8339, or you can email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. The website also has more information on this at www.outofthisworld1150.com. Also, I wanted to tell you as well that on September 7th, Thursday at 7 p.m. at East West Bookshop in Seattle, my friend Dewey Meyer will be giving a lecture on called Are These Feelings Really Mine? She's a wonderful energy healer. And if you're interested in that, please go to please call the East West Bookshop in Seattle, or you can go to my website at www.outofthisworld1150.com. Scroll down to Dewey's name, Dewey Meyer, and you'll find more information about this event and her. Finally, from July 31st through August 3rd, there's a series of wonderful events happening over on Bainbridge Island, the most significant which are on August 2nd. There's a wine tasting event at 11 a.m. At 3 p.m. that day, there's also a charity event at the Museum of Art in Bainbridge Island to benefit the victims of domestic abuse. Those who attend can also have an opportunity to buy some wonderful art and also win a trip to Bali, of all places. For more information, please call Judy Taylor at area code 425-943-0648, or you can go to her website at 50sargasso.wordpress.com. That's fiftysargasso.wordpress.com. And now let's go live to Tokyo, Japan, where we have Dr. Masaru Emoto on the phone. Dr. Emoto, are you there?
Hey.
Yes. Hello, my friend. How are you today?
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Time is now 7.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I'm sorry to wake you up, my friend. We're calling a translator now. Sarah, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good.
Hi, Dr. Emoto and Ted.
Hey.
It's so nice to have you on the line. I didn't know you were there. My engineer just gave me a thumbs up, and that meant that you were on the line. So I'm sorry I missed that. But good. Well, welcome, Dr. Emoto. Thank you so much for coming today. I am coming on the show today. I want to tell my listeners a little bit about your background. You are the most famous water scientist. You were born in Yokohama in July 1943. You are a graduate of the Yokohama... I'm sorry?
Okay,
good. You are a graduate of the Yokohama Municipal University's Department of Humanities and Sciences with a focus on international relations. In 1986, you established the IHM Corporation in Tokyo. In October of 1992, you received certification from the Open International University as a doctor of alternative medicine. You've done some wonderful work, Dr. Emoto. You're the author of best-selling books, Messages from Water, The Hidden Messages in Water, The True Power of Water, Love Thyself, and a three-volume photo collection of beautiful water crystals. You've also authored two children's books, The Secret of Water and The Message from Water. And you've also been featured in an award-winning film, What the Bleep Do We Know?, produced in the United States in 2004, and also What Are the Mystery?, produced in Russian in 2006. You've done some wonderful work, Dr. Moto. You found that the your work's important because it you've found that water not only reflects the physical world around it, as in a placid lake or pond, but also reflects the consciousness of the being surrounding it. And through your experiments with water, rice, and other materials, you found that you've confirmed this with your various interesting experiments. Dr. Moto, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
My
よろしくお願いします。お久しぶりです。あ、ペソの声は。あ、キミコです。はい。皆さん、キミコさんか。あ、よかった。はい。はい。OK。あの、楽しく行きましょう。はい。はい、よろしくお願いします。OK、Ted、thanks。
My pleasure. And Sarah, thank you so much for translating. I think Dr. Emoto's and I conversation today would be limited to a few words if you weren't there on the line. So I really appreciate you being there.
Yeah, actually he's quite well in listening, so he does check my numbers and things like that. So we're really good in good hands.
Oh, okay. Good. Well, I won't try to pass any secret messages then that he won't understand. So, Dr. Moto, you've done some wonderful work, and I guess for people who are tuning in now, my listener base is in there's 40. I have listeners now, Dr. Moto, in 40 different countries across the world, in all the continents. And for people who are not familiar with your work, could you explain just a little bit about what you found in 10 words or less about water? I'm just joking, but a little bit about how it exhibits, for example, people's thoughts, the water intention experiments that I know you did?
So I really was interested in water and for quite some time. And one day I thought that there must be a way to prove that water can hold consciousness. So then I thought of this experiment where I was able to take pictures or have physical proof that water does hold intention or consciousness. And this was about in 94, so now we're going on at about 20 years that I've been doing this work.
Fascinating. Well, your work is so important, Dr. Emoto. Could people use your work, for example, to clean up water pollution in an area?
So from my research and with all of the work that I've been doing so far, I'm realizing that there's a really significant relationship between people's consciousness and how it reflects on that onto water. So I believe that the higher or better the consciousness of the people, the purer the water can become.
Fascinating. If you don't mind me asking, Dr. Moto, of course, you're in Japan, and we've heard about the pollution from Fukushima. Is it possible to clean up? If everyone who's listening to my radio show today, all over the world, If we sent love and light to the waters around Fukushima now, could we clean up the water around Fukushima from the radiation?
お分かりになります、先生。原発の汚染もきれいにできるかということですか？彼のテッドのこのラジオを聞いてる方々が 40カ国ぐらいにいらっしゃるそうなんですけど、 その方々が今みんなでその意識を、まあ、お祈り系でも意識をこう福島のその水のあたりの水をきれいにするようにお祈りとかをしたらきれいになるでしょうか。アインシュタインの法則、Eと M C の事情というものの、Mの人の数、
So
I often talk about this in my lectures, but let's take the quick answer to that to your question is yes, absolutely.
Wonderful.
And why this is because you know Einstein's theory E equals MC squared.
Yes.
So I believe in the M representing, let's say, the number of people or population, multiplied by the square root of the consciousness, so C will be the consciousness of the people, creating this infinite energy or ability to do anything, including purifying the water or, you know, kind of correcting something that is not pure or have some fault. So yes, I absolutely believe that there's nothing that we can't do without this formula being this way that I just explained.
That is a very extremely profound and wonderful statement, Dr. Moto. Thank you for sharing that. You've done some other wonderful things too, called the Emoto Peace Project. Could you explain that a little bit to my listeners?
Emoto Peace
Project. についての説明ですけど、 もう始めてから 6年に経ちます。 で、世界の子供たちに身近なの伝言の子供版を 作って、まあ無料で 配っていこうという運動です。 今、おかげさまで 30カ国のぐらいの国で 協力の人たちが現れて 皆さんに配ってくれています。
So the basis of, and thank you so much for asking that project, it is dear to my heart. I actually started this project about 6 years ago now, and the intention or the mission of the project is to distribute my children's version of the Messages from Water. It's like this really beautiful children's picture book that talks about the whole process of the water crystals. Throughout the world. So globally, all the children, I would love for them to have this for free. So that was the mission. And currently, I'm linked to about 30 different countries around the world who are working on this mission together.
Wonderful, wonderful. I wish, I know that if my many listeners around the world, if you go to my radio show website at www.outofthisworld1150.com, and you scroll down to Dr. Masaru Emoto's name, you'll go right to his website. And there at his website, he has some wonderful references to the kinds of things he's done with his water crystals. You did a rice experiment, too. Could you tell us, please, how that rice experiment worked?
ご飯実験は実は私が考えたことではないんですね。自らの伝言というか、まあ、写真を見た人が、じゃあ水が言葉で変わるんならご飯も変わるんじゃないかなということで、その人が自分の子供に頼んで命じて、毎日2つのご飯に対して1つには、ありがとう、1つには、 バカ野郎って、まあ、1日1回ずつ言わせたらしいですね。 たらもう見事に一月ぐらいで、差が出てという結果を私に教えてくれたわけです。もう20年近く前のことですけども、それを私は皆さんに発表したところ、まあ、世界中で同じ実験を市民の方々が参加してくれるようになったんですね。それはご飯だけではなくて、そのうちにフルーツ回転も及んでおりまして、まあ、YouTube では本当にたくさんの証明チームが今は出ています。はい、
OK。バカ野郎 と、もう一つ、すみません、もう一つバカ野郎だけのありがとう。
ありがとう。
Yes. Okay.
バカ野郎とありがとう。
バカ野郎とありがとう。はい。Okay, so yes, the rice experiment has become really popular around the world. You may have seen, you know, around the website and things like that. But actually, I'm not the originator of this experiment. A woman that was one of my audience or followers saw, read the Messages of Water book, and she thought, well, if this works for water, where, you know, that whole thing about applying positive words to water makes these beautiful crystals, and when you apply or say negative words to water, then it doesn't create beautiful crystals. So she actually thought of this experiment that maybe it's the same thing if we did it with rice. So she asked one of her children to do an experiment and had freshly cooked rice in two jars, and one was labeled stupid or something negative like that, and the other one was labeled thank you. And so then they started this experiment of how that labeled word or the consciousness or energy of that word would transform the rice. And what happened is, in time, the one with the label stupid turned into this really black, you know, a substance. While the thank you one was really had this nice fermented smell and stayed somewhat white. So seeing that or hearing about that experiment, I wanted to present it in my lecture. So I started to present it. And then it kind of caught fire around the world, and everybody around the world started to do their own rice experiment. And this is now going back about 20 years ago when that lady started to do the experiment.
That is just fascinating.
そうこうしているうちに今度は違った市民が ありがとうバカ野郎の他に無視、イグノラントを言えたんですね、実験にね。何も言わない、語りかけない、無視しているご飯。そしたら、それが一番広く伝わることを発見いたしましてね、それがまた世界中に広がっていったわけです。だからこのご飯実験というのは、市民によって、考えられた素晴らしい市民参加型の実験であり科学であるというふうに私は思っています。
先生、はい、最後のところがちょっと聞こえなかったんですけど、
市民参加型の科学であり実験であると思っています。
Okay, thank you. Okay, so in adding to what I just mentioned, there was another experiment that born from the idea of this two jars. There was a third jar that was added, and actually the third jar experiment that was conducted was labeled to ignore. So one, you know, had this negative attention to it or word. Even the students were saying, you know, you're stupid to this jar. And the other one was, I'm grateful for you, you're lovely, whatever the positive words were. But what happened in the middle jar was to ignore it completely, no positive or negative attention. And what they discovered is that actually not the negative one, but the one, the jar, the rice in the jar where they were ignored was the worst one. So I believe that, you know, this type of an experiment really reflects, you know, what could happen in our own life.
Fascinating. Just fascinating. Dr. Moto, I have to ask you, I have so many questions to ask you today. Could this work as well, for example, from the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico? I mean, you don't hear about it in our news now, but I'm sure that the pollution's still there.
That's
wonderful. That's such wonderful, positive news, Dr. Emoto. Thank you for doing that on behalf of all of us around the world. I was going to ask you one important question, too. Could your techniques help with world conflict? Could it help bring warring sides together, let's say, in the Middle East, who are battling each other?
ただ、その先生のコンセプトは、世界中で起こっている戦争とかにも当たりしますとか。もちろん、間違いなくそうなってくれると思っていますが、まだまだその辺の人々の意識が理解してない。外国人に実際にはこう送信しませんけど、だから子どもたちにそういう本を配って歩いて、
Yes, you know, I certainly am keeping up with everything that's going on around the world in terms of war. And it's unfortunate, but so basically how I feel about that is that, once again, I go back to what I was explaining about raising consciousness
yes.
of the masses.
Yes.
So, yes, in a perfect world, if we could raise the consciousness of every person or as many as we can, mm-hmm. then the world will reflect the energy in terms of how peaceful it would be and how less war we would need to do or have. Mm-hmm. But, you know, of course, in reality today, we are not, you know, all conscious or aware of how the power of our consciousness. So, therefore, I created the Emoto Peace Project to focus not just, I don't focus just on kids, but particularly because, as you can, you know, understand, I wanted to distribute those books to the children so that they can learn early on how consciousness works and how they can, they have this power to create peace. So that when they grow up to become adults, we will eventually have a much more peaceful world to live in.
What a beautiful thought. Well, the purpose of my radio program is identical to your efforts as well, Dr. Emoto. The purpose of my program is to raise consciousness and create a better world. I want to repeat something I printed off from your Emoto Peace Project. And it's very profound and prophetic. It says, one person cannot change the world, but one person can deliver the messages which can change the world. And the messages are in your book. And you also have I'd like to give out your mobile app for MyHado at www.myhado.com. And that's it's a digital version of your children's book, Water Crystal Photograph Library, that you can save and send to your friends right from the application. Dr. Emoto, I know that you've got a busy travel schedule ahead of you. Next month in August, you'll be in Boca Raton. August 6th, you'll be in Boca Raton in Florida. August 7th in Miami. August 13th in New York. August 16th and 17th, you'll be in Barcelona, Spain. September 20th and 21st, you'll be in Germany. 28th of September, you'll be in Italy. 29th, you'll be in the United Kingdom. Also on the 30th, you'll be in the United Kingdom. Also October 1st, and on October 9th, you'll be in Bulgaria. Are you doing anything at the end of November, Dr. Emoto?
Ted, did you just mention August 14th, there's a lecture in Toronto?
No, I missed that. It wasn't on my sheet, but I'll mention it now. August 14th, there's a lecture in Toronto, Canada.
Yes. Okay. I believe it just got finalized, but Dr. Mother just wanted to inform. 11月の末はお忙しいでしょうか?
11月の末は...
At the moment, ski. 日本でですか?
南アメリカのチリ.
Actually, at the end of November, I believe I'm supposed to be going to Chile in South America.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, if you get time, I'll make this offer to you, Dr. Emoto. I'm hosting a psychic conference and a workshop in Port Townsend, Washington. It's about an hour and a half from Seattle, Washington, on the West Coast. It'll be from November 21st through the 23rd. We would be very honored and grateful to have you there if you'd like to come for a day or two. We would cover your air flight and expenses. So I just want to... just wanted to make that offer to you, and I can be in touch with your U.S. representative here about that. But I wanted just to make that offer to you. You'd be welcome to stop here on your way to Chile if you like.
それは残念。11月の末、11月21日から23日に、テッドさんのワシントン州で、お酒の会っていうか、コンフェレンスみたいなのをやるので、
もしよろしお酒酒僕の大好きなお酒の会っていうかコンフェレンスをやるのでもしご一緒できましたら、もちろん飛行機代とか全部出しますのでぜひお酒を飲みに来てください。いいですね。というのは、チリに行くわけですけど、
You know, Ted, actually, both you and I might be in luck because at the end of November, although I'm going to Chile, I believe the stop layover should be Northern America. So in that case, I would do my best to attend the conference in November. Thank you so much for your invitation.
Well, my pleasure. All your expenses here will be covered. We'll arrange ground transportation for you if your layover. If you can route yourself through Seattle, that would be great, because we pick you up at the airport, bring you to the conference, bring you right back to the airport. If your layover, on the other hand, is in San Francisco or Los Angeles, we could certainly get you a ticket from any of those cities here. But we would just love having you here, Dr. Moto. We're having some of the best psychics in North America coming, and we would just, I know all my friends and listeners would really enjoy meeting you.
Ah,
先生、お酒って言ってたのかと思ったんですけど、そうじゃないです。サイキック。11月21日から23日、もしよろしければぜひいらしてください。あの、スケジュールに入れておきますが、もう一つ、それは場所はシアトルですか？
はい、そうです。で、10月の20日過ぎだったかな、ブルガリアのソフィアでお水の国際会議があるんですけどね。それは、ワシントン大学のトラックとおじという先生が主催をしてるんですよ。水理解したとても有名な先生ですね。で、その先生が最近私の ことをとても理解してくれてるんですね。はい。ですから、その大会が終わったら、トラック先生のところにもご挨拶に行ってみたいなと思っておりますので、ちょうどいいんじゃないでしょうかね。はい、じゃあ10月の8日、ブルガリアの後、ブルガリアでその水のコンフェンスがあるんですか？
それが終わって、それはそれで、3泊かで終わるんですけど、まあ、11月のその20日前後にね、ワシントン大学のトラック先生のところに、表敬訪問に伺いたいなと思っているので、ちょうどいいと思います。はい、わかりました。
Well, Ted, actually, that will be perfect now that I think of it, because the conference in Bulgaria in October that I'm going to be at is a water conference. And at that water conference, you may know of him. He's quite well-known within the field. Do you know Professor Pollack from Washington University?
Actually, I know of him, but I thank you. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So he and I were supposed to convene and meet at that Bulgaria conference. So this will be perfect. I'll meet with Professor Pollack before or after the psychic conference.
Wonderful. That would be just wonderful. Just wonderful. Well, I'll be in contact with your office next week, and we'll make the arrangements. And thank you so much, Dr. Moto. I know there's a lot of people here who would just love to meet you.
Dr. Moto, I think that Dr. Pollack might even be a participant or at some level at your psychic conference that you're mentioning.
Okay. Wonderful. 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 Well, I will follow up on Monday with everything, and I'll also call Dr. Pollack as well. He's welcome, more than welcome to have him come too. That'd be wonderful.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. My pleasure. Dr. Moto, I'm just curious, how did you get interested in the field of water, of all things?
では先生、水に興味を持たれたのはどうしてでしょうか？そうですね。MRAというそのホメオパシー用のね、波動測定器を アメリカで見つけて、それを上手に使えるようになって、ホメオパシーレムディを水でやってみようということで、水でやって成功しました。もう30年近く前のことですけどね。まあそこで水がいろいろな情報を運んでくれる 薬の代わりをしてくれるということを理解して、本も10冊ほど出してるんですね。まあそういうことから水を勉強し始めました。もう30年前になります。
あ、先生、大変申し訳ありません。 MRI ってマグネティックレゾナンス
MRA.
Yes, sir, thank you so much for that question. Well, this is now, we're now going back about 30 years ago that I started to get interested about water. Mm-hmm. There was this instrument called MRI, Magnetic Resonance Analyzer.
Mm. Yes.
And I was trying to do some experiment on it, and this idea came to me about trying it with water. Mm. And this magnetic MRI machine would enable my patients or other people that I was trying to treat to be able to use these waters to in exchange for drugs. So when I started to experiment way back when, I experienced for myself that it actually worked. So that's when it began. And then I started to write many books, about 15 books so far today.
Hmm. Fascinating, just fascinating. Have you found these same qualities with other liquids as well, in addition to water? Just curious, or other materials?
他の液体とか他のものでもこういった結果が出るでしょうか。
まあ普通ホメオパシーの場合には25%のアルコール溶液を使ってレムジーを作っていますよね。ですからそれは当然そういう結果が出るわけですが、他日本ではそういう療法が禁じられているのでね、アルコールを使うということは。で、まあ私はお水をその代わりに使ってやっていたところ成功したわけです。まあ水を含むだから全てのものは同じような効果を持ってくれると思います。
でも水がないものはちょっと違いますよね。
そうですね。水が必要ですね。水分が必要です。
So...now, I want you to remember that my whole work is around water, right? How important water is.
Yes, of course.
So, back then, in Japan, it was actually banned to use this solution that was about 25% alcohol. Mm-hmm. So then I came up with this idea that, well, then let's just use water. So we started using water, and it worked. So we have been sticking with that method. But in terms of your question about would any other liquid or matter work, mm-hmm. So the other matter that does not have water in it, I don't think it'll work because, once again, it's a reflection of whatever you're sending it to the water that's in that material.
Okay.
However, anything that contains water, it should work, in my theory.
Well, I don't. What an amazing, profound thought, Dr. Emoto. And you know, you think of, I don't know what the United States, for example, or the world spends on pollution cleanup, but perhaps it would be far cheaper and faster and more economical simply for people to send love and gratitude and light to their local polluted water bodies, and they could clean it up through the power of their consciousness.
をきれいにするためにかかってますが、全く先生のこういったような、意識を向上するだけで、まあ、お祈りとかを送る、その意識を、ポジティブな意識を送るだけできれいになるんでしたら、まあ、本当に費用がセーブしますよね。
問題はやはりそういうことはカルト的って思われて思う人はいっぱいいてね、なかなかそれを真に受けてくれない、ですからその辺で私の、まあ、水の伝道師としての普及活動がですね、とても必要になってくるし、また将来の大人である子どもたちに対してのエモトピースプロジェクトが大変重要になってくるわけなんですね。
Yes, Ted. I mean, the direction that you're thinking in is absolutely, I do agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
However, from my own experience doing this work for a while, I've been experiencing a lot of people who, you know, with that idea about cleaning up pollution and war and things, with getting together, praying and sending these intentions as being cult-like.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people started to, and they may start to look at us, or what I call water messengers, as being part of a weird cult of some sort. So I do agree with your theory or idea. And this is why my work, I feel, is so important, because to raise awareness and correct knowledge around these water messengers who do believe in this concept and my work. And that's why I will go back to talking about my Emoto Peace project and how the combination of both mature or adult water messengers, quote-unquote, and the work of spreading the message to children so that they become aware quite young, so that it becomes like their natural habit to think in that way. So that's why I kind of work, you know, in a multi-pronged approach.
Well, you're very, very, very unique, Dr. Emoto, in your profound research in the world, and I just so much appreciate your coming on the show today and you know, telling us about that. You also have something called the Haidu School, H-A-D-O School. Could you explain that to my listeners in case they'd like to join?
Haidu School のことをちょっと教えていただけませんでしょうか。
はいはい、これもあのそういう僕の考えをそれぞれの地域で代わりに伝えてくれる後輩たち、生徒たちを養成したいので、2005年かな、から、国際波動スクールというものを、主にアメリカなどで開催をしてきまして、今年は、初めて東京で行いました。で、今まで合計で370名 の, あの弟子たちが育っています。今後もいろいろなところで波動スクールを開催いたしますが、大体、金土日の3日間、日本からの先生がメインで、授業が3日間行われて、それに、まあ、終了するとその免許証とライセンス、波動インストラクターというライセンス、バッジ、そして私のデータ、いろいろなデータをすべてお渡しすると、まあ、そういうシステムです。
Yes, Haidu School is another thing that I would love to talk about. This is this is another baby of mine, but the idea came about connecting it to the whole concept about connecting my message with the masses and increasing consciousness around the world. And I thought that in order to do this, I do need to cultivate a group of disciples or mentees, you know, for the lack of like a better word for myself right now, but a lot of students, you know, that I could nurture. So the idea came about from that. And this started about in the year 2005. So I've been doing this for a little bit of time. And the actual name of the school is called International Haidu School. And most of the classes or the sessions are held in the U.S., mainly in the U.S. And this year, for the first time, we did a class in Tokyo. And currently, I have about 370 graduates from this school. And when you graduate from my school, which is typically from Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's a three intensive days, where the original or the headquarter Japanese instructors are will attend the school to teach the class. And once you graduate, you'll receive a license as a Haidu instructor, and you will be able to start, you know, doing presentations and doing some work that I do with my, you know, staff support, and also receive a lot of current data, past data, for example, like all the photos and things like that. So, yes, it's a great school if you're really interested in becoming a part of our movement.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I know that Dr. Moto, if listeners around the world, if you go to my radio website at www.outofthisworld1150.com, please scroll down to Dr. Masaru Emoto's name. And then once you click on that, then you'll go right to his website, and there's more information there. The other thing, too, you're involved in so many wonderful things, Dr. Emoto. Your peace project is just fascinating because you're doing activities now to spread the messages from the water books to children all over the world. How can listeners around the world help you in that project?
エモトピースプロジェクトというウェブサイトがあります。そちらの方にしていただいて、まあその旨をお書き込んでいただくと、私どものスタッフがすぐに折り返し、こうしたらいい、ああしたらいい、こうしてくださいというような声の中を差し上げますので、まあ本当にウェブサイトの方にお越しください。
Yeah, thank you so much, Ted. I really appreciate any support that I can get and I can receive. If you look up Emoto Peace Project website, it will come up with a contact part or tab, should I say. And please contact us. One of our staff will write you right back to answer any questions that your listeners might have, including step-by-step way to spread my message and to be a part of my mission for the Emoto Peace Project.
Wonderful, wonderful. I have to tell you, Dr. Emoto, as part of my program Out of This World Radio International, of course, I've had John Hoag on several times in the past. He's a world-renowned Nostradamus scholar, and I've read Nostradamus extensively. And one of his predictions was that in past the year 2030s and into the 2040s, on this planet, we would be entering a golden age of spiritual development and enlightenment. And I know we've got some tough challenges ahead of us, but once this period is done, after 15 or so years, I think humanity truly will go into a golden age of spiritual enlightenment. And I just want to thank you so much, Dr. Emoto, because your work is crucial to this consciousness raising. I believe that people are powerful spiritual beings, and that we all have the power within us to make the world a better place. And I know that that's one of the greatest messages that you've given my many listeners around the world today.
ノストラダムスの研究をしている教授がいまして、その方が私の、ラジオショーにも2回ほどインタビューできたんですけど、彼が言うには、ノストラダムスが今、2040年ぐらいには、今からまあ15年後ぐらいには、人々の意識が向上して、本当に世の中が変わるという、まあ、ことを言っていたんですけれど、私もはっきり言いました。私もそう信じています。で、江本先生のお仕事がその中でとても大事な仕事の中だと思っているので、本当に
意識向上のために、お仕事をなさってくださってありがとうございます。そうですね。とても、わかりやすい、シンプルで、特にお勉強も必要ないから、その人たちも参加できますのでね。それがとても良い、ことだと思いますので、皆さんよろしくお願いします。
Yeah, Ted. Well, thank you for sharing that. I'm really excited to hear that. And you know, this work really requires all of us to work together. And the great thing about what my method, should I say, is that anybody can join what I'm doing. It doesn't really require a high IQ or anything. You know, it's pretty simple. Mm-hmm. Anybody can get it. So I really highly encourage people to be interested and to find out more about what my work is and to join us in this consciousness-raising movement together. So thank you so much for that.
Oh, my pleasure, Dr. Emoto. I firmly believe that we are all powerful spiritual beings, and we have a very, very positive and bright future ahead of us. I also believe, too, that irregardless of our cultural differences, that we are all children of God and that we were meant to get along with one another. And all this fighting that we're currently having right now on the planet and our conflicts are just temporary things. And eventually we will get things worked out. And I think we will we'll have a thousand years, at least a thousand years or more of spiritual enlightenment and a true golden age coming to us very soon.
本当にありがとうございます先生。まあ、文化が違いますでしょうけれど、まあ、私は本当にみんながこの世の中神の子だと思ってますので、あ、まあ、意識向上ができた時点で、まあ、それ以降1000年ぐらい本当にいい、まあ世界平和的な人生を人類が歩めると思っていますので、また今日はお時間いただきましてありがとうございました。Yes, thank you so much. Let's do this together.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to do it together with you, Dr. Emoto. And I just want to tell my listeners, we have about 2.5 minutes left. And I'm going to let Dr. Emoto give the closing comments on today's wonderful interview. But for next week, a week from today, we're having on Jennifer O'Neill, who is one of Hawaii's best psychics, coming to us from the beautiful island of Kauai. And that's the first hour. The second hour is Susan Shumsky. She is one of the world's best spiritualists. She'll be coming to us live from New York City. Dr. Emoto, I'd love for you to give some parting thoughts to today's program. You've got about 2 minutes left, and please say anything you like. I'd love to have you say the last words from the program.
それでは最後に先生から、2分ほど今ありますけれど、最後に私 のリスナーに残したいお言葉は何でしょうか。
私の、本が出ましたのは1999年、自らの伝言という本が出ました。15年前ですね。それで、世界中に大変な反響を与えました。もちろんこれは科学者というよりも一般市民の方、スピリチュアルな方の方が多かったです。まだありますから、そこまでちょっとやってください
まあ、thank you. Oh, sorry. I started talking in Japanese. So, yes, absolutely. My first book came out in 1999, Hidden Messages in Water, and it's been about 15 years now. And when that book came out, it really affected the world, people, and environment in a very significant way for the general population.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
しかし、一般の科学者からは、まあ、そっぽ向かれて、批判までされているケースが多かったんですが、このほど、ようやく、アメリカの水野先生によって、それが
So the positive thing that I wanted to really share with your listeners is that at that time, 15 years ago when the book came out, most, if not all, of the Japanese scientists or Japanese people in this field did not take me seriously at all. In fact, they criticized me. But I'm happy to report that after all these years, finally, I'm seeing some shift in them accepting and actually understanding my concept.
Well, that's wonderful, Dr. Emoto. I myself and this program will do everything we can to spread your message so people's consciousness can be raised and we can live in a much, much better, more wonderful planet.
Yeah, thank you so much. My hats off to all the U.S. water professors and water researchers, including Dr. Pollack. I don't believe in coincidences, just being coincidences, so I really appreciate your interview today, and I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you, Dr. Emoto. We'll welcome you to Washington on November 21st.